This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steve Garbee, former Dodgers World Series champion. He is here supporting the Multiple Myeloma Foundation. MyelomaExplained.com is the website, and we'll get to that in a second. And Steve, thanks for joining us again. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Always great to be with you, and of course, special time of the year for us old ball players.
Yeah,
you know, you get the crack of the bats getting louder, and next Thursday everything starts all over again.
Yeah, no, you're right. The first game was obviously last night, or actually this morning in Japan.
Yeah, you're right now. they start overseas first.
I know, right? With the Mariners besting the A's. But before we get to all of this baseball and what's happening with your Dodgers, former team, the Dodgers, and even the Padres with their big signing. Congratulations to your daughter, Olivia. We just saw this news. She's the new sports reporter at NBC in Palm Springs. I mean, you got to be extraordinarily proud of her.
Well, all of a sudden, within 6 weeks, I'm Olivia Garvey's dad, you know, and proud of it. She's got a bunch of kids, and she's the one that wanted to go into acting and went to our University of Arizona and then went to L.A. for the cattle calls and decided that wasn't for her. It really wasn't.
Yeah.
She wasn't that type of kid. You know, heavy in sports, baseball in particular, went back to Arizona State and journalism school there. And all of a sudden, she got an intern job at Spectrum, Time Warner, and then worked for the Dodgers in spring training for 2 years. And then got a chance to work with NFL Network out here in Los Angeles and worked on the Red Zone.
Oh, nice.
And learned how to edit and tape and produce and spent 2 years there and had a resume out because the whole idea was to build this understanding of the business from the back of the house forward.
Yeah.
You know, and you know how important that is.
Of course.
And she got a call to meet with the news director at NBC Palm Springs. And 20 minutes later, she was the new sports anchor, and she's been at it 6 weeks. And she's doing great. She's got 10,000 new grandparents out here in the Coachella Valley. And,
I love it.
She's building a career. You know what that's like.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
I do.
I
just wanted to congratulate you on that because that's awesome. Yeah. You know, obviously, a lot of people who are former athletes, their kids go on and do different things, and sometimes we don't really pay attention to it. There's a lot of pressure on them, to be honest with you. So she's excelling. So that's awesome. I just wanted to tell you.
Well, she's learning the fundamentals, but the most important thing, and like the news director says, she has the one thing I can't teach, and that's the camera loves her.
It
loved her mother, and it's loving her, and hopefully they'll take care of me someday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, stop, Steve. As we were saying before you came on, I was like, dude, this guy's a good-looking man, Steve Garvey.
Oh, my God.
You've always had been. Look, Steve, let's move on to baseball before we get really distracted by the accolades.
Well, let's talk about multiple myeloma first.
Yeah, let's do that.
The whole thing.
Yeah. It's interesting because I did an event for a Multiple Myeloma Foundation here in New York, and it was one of the more moving events that I did. It was years ago, but I didn't really know a lot about it, and I learned a lot about it, but explain this to us because I know that you had relatives that passed away from myeloma, and this is important for you. So multiple myeloma or MyelomaExplained.com is the website. Tell us what you're doing.
Contacted last spring, I think, from the wonderful people at Amgen, one of the world's leading biopharmaceutical companies on the cutting edge of all this oncology work, and they wanted to focus on multiple myeloma, so they came up with this wonderful program called Myeloma MVP, Most Valuable Plan. And the key component of this whole awareness campaign is MyelomaExplained.com, which is a site to go to and a guide so that the patients and loved ones and caretakers and members of the medical profession can go there and build a team. And you know how important a team is, whether it's on the field of play or at our home, or when we have to address these very, very serious illnesses in life. And so we created this Myeloma MVP in coordination with Major League Baseball, MLB Network, Internet. and Don Baylor Jr., Don Baylor's son, and unfortunately we lost Don to multiple myeloma 2 years ago. Dave Winfield and myself comprised the disciples, so to speak, and we rolled out the campaign last All-Star, and it's been going strong. And we have meetings periodically to monitor how things are going, and I no less than 25 times.
Yeah.
I travel a lot at airports and hotels and wherever I may be. People come up. We love the campaign. Most importantly, we now know more about it, and we can help a loved one. I found out I have it. Now I have a place to go that's helping me get peace of mind dealing with this blood cancer that's so very, very serious and doesn't have an answer to it.
Yeah.
So the campaign is ongoing. Amgen's committed to it. The three of us obviously are. And, you know, that's the reason we're doing this campaign now. It's spring training. It's March. It's multiple myeloma month. So it's a great time to talk about where to go and how to address this disease.
Yeah, well, a tip of the cap to you and Amgen. You can find information, because information is key to all of these things. Don't be afraid to ask the question. www.myelomaexplained.com. We're talking to Steve Garvey, former Dodgers, a great World Series champion. Let me start with one of your other teams, though, the Padres. They signed this offseason Manny Machado, and we know he was one of the more sought-after free agents this offseason. It took a long time for it to happen. He finally signed a huge deal with him. How quickly does that pay off for the Padres?
Well, you know, you have to have the talent. You know, baseball is the only sport where they don't have to let you play with the ball. So as good as he is, they can pitch around you, right?
Yeah.
They intentionally walk you. A guy like Barry Bonds, you know, during his prime there, did see two pitches a game and two intentional walks. So the Padres, because they struggled the last 6-8 years at least, they've gotten high draft choices, high-quality young players, the minor league systems in the top five. I think there are probably four players ready to emerge in the major leagues now. It's going to take them a little while to gel, but now they have that centerpiece in Manny. Committed to at least 5 years, because this is an opt-out clause, but for 5 years now, he's going to be more or less the face of the organization.
Yeah.
Be expected to contribute what's expected of him. But the young players, one of the important things is for him to work with these kids on and off the field to teach them what this, you know, this game is all about at the highest level. And it takes time to understand how to manage yourself on and off the field, prepare for the game, travel, you know, deal with injuries, deal with streaks, press, all that stuff. So I think he'll be a multiple asset. But the most important thing is got to get a guy that's going to protect him, you know, so that he can get up and do what he has to do.
Yeah. Now, look, and we're starting to see some of these deals. His deal was 10 years, $300 million. Bryce Harper signed 13 for 330. Obviously, yesterday we had the big extension with Mike Trout for 10 years and then 360, obviously, ultimately 12 and 430. But when you see these big numbers, it's just like me when I see them in football. I'm like, man, I'm too old. Right?
Wish we were born.
Exactly.
Later.
Can I be born 20 years later? But do you think it's worth it? You know, for all this money, I know the revenues are growing in the league, but is it really worth it to pay a guy that much money, $30+ million a year?
God bless America. Yeah. God bless capitalism, supply and demand, supply side economics. You got to always remember, we know this, it's the entertainment business.
Yeah.
If an actor gets paid $25 million for 6 weeks' work and a baseball player gets paid $30 for essentially six regular, you know, season months and hopefully in October and a month and a half in spring training, and the owner feels that he's worth it to him, then that's what it's all about. The economics of sports over the last, say, 30 years now with the immersion of cable television and then the internet and a variety of new ways to get streaming the game. You know, it's just what the market bears. It's funny, you know, all of a sudden Manny gets 300, blink of an eye. Bryce Harper gets 330, you know, five more than Stanton, blink of an eye later. Now it's 430,
yeah.
You know, but if you look at the Angels, they really need Mike Trout as the face of the organization. And obviously, he's been a tremendous contributor going forward. You know, they're going to probably have a new stadium in the next 4 or 5 years. And having him as the cornerstone is just good for business and good for the entertainment business for the Angels.
Yeah, I think you're right. Being in Los Angeles, even more so. We're talking to Steve Garvey, Garvey, former Dodgers World Series champion here on Tiki and Tierney. Now, you bring up Mike Trout and the Angels, and obviously you're a former Dodger, so you know how much they sell and how big they are, being in the World Series, although on the losing end for the last two seasons. Is Mike Trout big enough? Is his brand, is this star shiny enough to take over what the Dodgers are doing? Or will ultimately team success determine where people's eyes and, I guess, wallets go to?
Well, it's interesting. The only, if anybody was to have, and I've listened to this recently and for quite a while now, what's the one drawback to Mike Trout?
Yeah.
Well, the drawback just happens to be he's a nice young man, conversational, but not the type of kid that wants to go out and promote that much. Mm-hmm. He does his talking on the field, and so be it. You know, we're all different personalities. I understood the game. I was a bat boy for the Brooklyn Dodgers when I was young. I loved the history of it. When I made it, I wanted to promote the game and the Dodgers and the Padres. You know, he's not quite like that. Harper's, you know, better at that. Other guys are better than that. Most guys nowadays, because of economics, just don't want to really deal with the public that much. Let me do my job. But at a time where all of these sports, football, basketball, hockey, soccer now, are competing for the entertainment dollar, it's important that certain guys have to get out there and promote the game.
Yeah.
And he's going to do that in his way, and it's going to be fine, charming, because, you know, he's from the East Coast, the Phillies fan and so forth, but he is the face of the Angels. And now, if he was in Los Angeles, you know, 30 miles down the road, might be a little different.
Yeah.
You know, the lights are brighter.
Yeah.
Down in Newport and Anaheim, it's a little quieter, more laid back. Like when I went from the Dodgers to the Padres to San Diego. I mean, I wore Bermuda shorts and a linen shirt to the game. You know?
Yeah, it's chill. I just watched one of the great places in the country.
You know?
I tell you.
Well, I do 5 or 6 interviews before the game, and I go down to San Diego, and I do one or two. I actually had a 15-minute pregame show at 6 o'clock at night. Yeah, it's unheard of, right?
Yeah.
And I did interview the guy from the other team. But that's the difference between the laid-back environment and the bright lights of New York and Los Angeles and even Chicago.
Yeah, no, we always talk about an East Coast bias, but with the Dodgers being as good as they have been, and now Mike Trout, hopefully, and Shohei Ohtani with the Angels increasing the profile, and Manny Machado down in San Diego, the West Coast is going to get a ton of attention. Steve, I appreciate you hopping on with us again. Again, the website for myeloma, multiple myeloma month, and it's very refreshing to see you guys getting out and doing a lot of this work to get people information, is myelomaexplained.com. Go check it out. It's obviously a blood disease that affects a lot of people, especially elderly individuals, and having as much information as possible is beneficial. And again, congratulations to your daughter, Olivia. Continued success to her as well. Thank you, Steve.
Okay. Tiki Semper Fi. Thank you so much for sharing myeloma with us.
My pleasure. Okay. Be well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.